KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. This is the first intro for ABQ Connect. Welcome to Expo New Mexico. For those of us who are older, we call that the State Fairgrounds. We are ready to go for Franklin Graham's Route 66 God Loves You Tour. Franklin will be speaking tonight at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30. Enter through Gate 3. That is the first entrance off of San Pedro, just north of Central here in Albuquerque. Jim Williams here with you with Andrew Banks with KLYT. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Jim. Hey, happy to be here. Happy you're here. And we're a little early, but that's okay. We're kind of hanging out, hoping the rain stays away. But right now it's nice. We got a little bit of cloud cover, and it's kind of funny. I was telling one of our other people here, Abby, that this was a COVID test site for the last year. So it's so refreshing to kind of see that, you know, just not really need, that's not a need right now necessarily.
Well, and of course the State Fair has just concluded
a
week ago. They've already got it all cleaned up and ready to go. We're looking forward to Balloon Fiesta out at Balloon Fiesta Park. But tonight, Franklin Graham is going to take the stage. Of course, everybody's very familiar with Billy Graham. Franklin is the president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Of course, his father, great evangelist, a man with total integrity, and Franklin has really carried on that same tradition and ministry.
Yeah, and for me, I had the thought on the way over here. It was just what a privilege for us to be able to partner with such an amazing ministry that, I mean, think about how many lives Billy just alone touched by that whole ministry that it's continued, and how many lives that have come to know Jesus because of that ministry. And now we get the privilege of being a part of that tonight. And of course, Calvary, long history there. Skip has gone, you know, way back with Billy, and then of course Franklin. And so this is just awesome to be a part of, and we're happy to be here, and we're just, yeah, hoping for good weather, and it's going to be a fun night. I'm really excited to see the Newsboys, Jim. I don't know about you, but I've never seen them live, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
You are definitely a music person, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Maybe not so much as our producer, Steve, but I do fancy myself a music aficionado, so I'm excited. Like, I don't know how I've never seen Newsboys, so tonight we'll be able to cross that off my list, so it's going to be fun.
Well, you're going to hear this a lot this afternoon. This event is absolutely free. Make sure you come out to the Route 66 God Loves You Tour. They've been traveling to cities. I think this is a city number 6 or 7 on the tour, all the way down Route 66 headed west. And it's really an exciting time to have Franklin here. Of course, Franklin's dad, and we had a chance to talk to Franklin, which we're going to do later on in the show and play that for you. He was talking to about an old tent revival that his dad did back here in Albuquerque in the 1950s. So the Graham family, Franklin, of course, his daughter Sissy has been in the pulpit at Calvary Church with Skip Heitzig and talking about, you know, things going on, facing the giants in our lives. And it's been a special week for us.
Yeah, it sure has. And, you know, I just got to say, an event like this is so needed in Albuquerque. And you know, as we sort of get back to normal, but we need a revival here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And what greater way than to bring in one of the Franklin Graham? I mean, come on. So it's just what the city needs. It's at the right time. We sure hope everybody can make it out. Again, it's free. So if you can make it out, doors open tonight at about 5:30. But I think you can. It's an outdoor event, so you can trickle in a little bit early if you want to make sure you get good parking. We'll be hanging out, of course, giving out merch. We hope everybody can stop by and say hi. We're actually just south of the stage by maybe 100 yards. So it's a really cool setup. We have gondolas here at the state park. I feel like a terrible New Mexican, but I never knew we had these cool gondolas. I might go try to fetch a ride here before the next break.
I think you're trying to talk them into giving you a free ride.
Well, I'm just looking for the right person to talk to, Jim. We'll see. Whatever the future holds, we'll see. But
hey, and picture this out at Expo New Mexico. Everybody knows where Tingley Coliseum is. You go to the State Fair Rodeo a few times in your life, and the stage for the Route 66 God Loves You Tour is set up directly west of Tingley Coliseum, and it's really going to have plenty of room. There's going to be plenty of parking. Enter through Gate 3. That is the first gate north of Central, I call it the State Fairgrounds. It's actually named Expo New Mexico. They have all kinds of fun things out here, and it's really neat that they've provided this venue for Franklin Graham. He'll be taking the stage tonight and giving a special message of inspiration and talking to people about Jesus. So needed. Want to emphasize something. This is for, I don't care where you go to church, bring somebody with you to this event. It is absolutely free. They're going to hear about Jesus, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. We also had a chance to catch up with Vice President of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Steve Rhodes. He's coming up right after these messages, so stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Albuquerque and Route 66, they go way back.
A lot of people drove through here hoping for a better life. Now, the Route 66 God Loves You Tour is bringing hope to Albuquerque, featuring artists like the Newsboys and Marcos Witt, and a message from Franklin Graham.
Remember this, God loves you.
Bring a friend to the Route 66 God Loves You Tour, coming to Expo New Mexico, Tuesday, September 28th. Learn more at GodLovesYouTour.com.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. Steve Rhodes, the Vice President for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, is with me on the phone. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jim. Good to talk to you again.
It is so great to talk to you. The Route 66 God Loves You Tour with Franklin Graham is tonight at Expo New Mexico. Are you excited to be here?
Absolutely. We're thrilled. We've had a terrific tour thus far, but so happy to be in Albuquerque tonight.
Well, tell us a little bit about what your feedback has been. That was one of my list of questions to ask you. Have you gotten some good response?
Yeah, it's been terrific. You know, if you're a Christian, you know that God is doing great things. God's working even when we can't see it. God's working, and we've seen that so far as we've worked our way through the cities, that God's working. He's stirring up the church. He's waking up the church, which is the real encouragement in response to people praying. But we're also seeing people come to Christ, and not only come to Christ for the first time and understand what it means to be forgiven, but also Christians who coming to terms with what it means to be a committed follower of Jesus Christ and live a holy life. So we're seeing that in city after city as we've gone through, and it's a terrific encouragement to see that.
Amen. This may seem like I'm asking you a rocket science question or not, but what's the best way to get people that have never been to church to go to the God Loves You Tour event tonight?
I think it comes from the real need that people know that they have, but they might not know what to call it. They realize that surely life has got to be more than just planning a vacation and going to work and raising a family. And they know that there's something missing. And it's been exacerbated, I suppose, by the pandemic, which has cut everything down to a very elementary level. Need for safety, security, meaning, all of those things, basic human needs. And into that sort of vacuum, the answer to that is the gospel. So the best thing that people can do is to, and we're at ground zero right now because this event is tonight, to look around you to the people that you already know and to give a direct invitation to them to say, come on with me. We all need, all of us, you can speak from personal experience, we all need hope and we need purpose and we need answers. In this day that we live in, we need answers. And so tonight's an opportunity to provide some of those answers. So it's actually really simple. Like you said, it's really not rocket science, but it takes a step of faith to say, I'm going to call my friend Alan, and I'm going to say, come on, bring your family, my family's going, or somebody you work with, and say, what are you doing tonight? You should come with me. I'll buy you a burger, or, you know, let's pull in, get something to eat. Come with me. You're going to like it. It's going to be a free night, great music. It's going to be a great encouragement to you. Come on. You should do it. Come with me. Well, just that simple. It's a it's a personal invitation.
Yeah, and it's an evening out with friends and just having a good time with all positive things happening. You mentioned music, and I know the Newsboys are one of the people that are going to be out there, or one of the groups are going to be providing just and their music is just a blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Marcos Witt will be out there as well. He has a completely different gifting on his life that is really encouraging. It'll strengthen people just to listen to it. And someone who doesn't know Christ won't know what it is, because it's unlike anything they know. What they don't know is it's the Spirit of God. It's God speaking through the Newsboys and through Marcos Witt and then Franklin. And so all of this is designed to lead up to Franklin saying, as he said every night, I'm going to give you an opportunity in just a minute to get right with God and to be done with all of your sin and for God to really change your life and to make you a new creature, as the Bible promises.
Amen. And Steve, you mentioned Franklin asking people to give their life to Christ, but you've mobilized a lot of volunteers to help. They've been taking the Christian Life and Witness course in each community, different churches hosting that. Tell us about the people that will be there assisting.
Well, so we've done several rounds of training for believers all over Albuquerque and the surrounding areas, so that as Christians we're more comfortable, more confident sharing our faith. And so these counselors that have been trained over the course of the last couple of months will help when Franklin gives the invitation and people stand up to trust Christ. These counselors will just come alongside, pray with people, give them some helpful material, give them a New Testament or a copy of the Bible, some discipleship material. All of this is designed so that when someone finds Christ, they know what to do next. What's the next step? What do I do tomorrow? And so that's all going to happen tonight in just a few hours. That's going to happen in Albuquerque, and people are going to find Christ as Savior. And so these counselors have been preparing themselves, memorizing verses, praying, to prepare for this one moment in Albuquerque.
And we want to mention that the event, the Route 66 God Loves You Tour with Franklin Graham, is tonight at Expo New Mexico. And the way you want to get in is you want to go to Gate 3, which is just north of Central off of San Pedro. Again, no charge to come into the event. You're going to be able to park. And I want to make sure people know that you bring a blanket, bring a chair. It is going to be outdoors, and you're setting up the stage and everything else right out there in the open area.
We are, and you're right. Yeah, you need to bring a chair. You need to bring something to sit on. But let me just say again, because I don't want to miss this, you got to bring somebody. You have to bring a person. Bring somebody with you. So as important as that chair is, better to sit on the ground and bring one person than to have a chair and come by yourself. So please, I mean, right now is the time in these last couple hours to reach out to somebody and say, come on with me. So this is not a Christian event. It's an event designed for Christians to bring people who don't know Christ. So that's all of us, to find somebody that we can invite. So that would just underscore that and say, come on now, let's step out in faith, because this is a moment when people can find Christ.
Yes. And Steve, you've had a long history with the organization, and you work as the vice president for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. But you never go into a community and preach the good news and then just leave. You work closely with churches. You've got all kinds of resources available on your website. Could you tell us about some of those resources available to people?
Well, yeah, there's we have a really strong discipleship follow-up course that is on the Billy Graham website. You can find it by going to goingfarther.net. We found in these days, with churches in different kind of stages of reopening with the pandemic, and we all know from just experience that we're consuming so much more online. We found this to be really helpful. So we've taken some of these discipleship resources that have been developed over, six, 7 decades now of what it means for a person to take their very first steps as a Christian, And we've placed that online. So this will be available, obviously, to anybody who comes tonight. But any of your listeners can find that by going to goingfarther.net or just pivoting off of the billygraham.org website. You can find any of these resources. Just because we want to try to get all of these resources free, obviously, on the bottom shelf so everybody can access them. That particular course, goingfarther.net, if you'd like, there's a coach, like an e-coach, an actual live person that'll kind of walk you through, answer your questions. All of that can be found on the site. But everybody who comes tonight that makes a decision is going to be pointed in that direction. And then, as you mentioned, all of the people who don't know Christ, who receive him tonight and don't have a church, we want to introduce them to a good, solid, Bible-believing church full of people that love God and love people. And so that'll be our work over the next couple of weeks after tonight, is to match people up geographically with good, strong churches, and Albuquerque's full of them. So it's going to be a real blessing for us to work with these local churches.
Steve, I need to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors, but I hope you won't mind rejoining us and talking to us a little bit more about how we might pray for you and Franklin Graham and the rest of your leadership and your team coming to Albuquerque. So would you stay with us just a minute, and we'll be right back.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember, it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
Here's Skip Heitzig with advice on a great spiritual workout.
Spiritual growth is not accidental. You don't wake up one day, look in the mirror, and go, "Oh my goodness, I'm so mature." Spiritual growth is intentional, not accidental. Spiritual maturity is the human cooperation with the divine operation.
More solid advice from Skip.
You are never told in the Bible, lounge in the Spirit. You'll never find a verse. Look it up. Lounge, lounge, lounge. You'll never find it.
See the Skip Heitzig channel on YouTube.
You'll never find something that says veg out in the Spirit. No, it says walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit.
It means you actually have to cooperate by putting one foot in front of the other and engage in the process of working out something that has been worked in.
Now this from Skip.
It means you actually have to cooperate by putting one foot in front of the other and engage in the process of working out something that has been worked in.
I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and the other day I passed a horse show ring, and I stopped to watch a woman exercise a big chestnut thoroughbred. She did not use a crop or wear spurs. She didn't even pull on the reins. Her commands were almost imperceptible. A little tightening of the knees, a soft click with her tongue, and that big thoroughbred was alert. He got the message every time. It was like they had one will, one mind, one purpose. And oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could always be that alert to God's commands? I do not think there is anything more lovely to God than a child with whom he shares one will, one mind, and one purpose, to be holy as he is holy. It's not easy, but the Bible says, train yourself in all godliness. And he says it with good reason. So today, don't let horses have all the fun. Make it the joy of your heart to do God's will. Be alert to God's commands, and you can help but get his message.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700, or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. We are out at Expo New Mexico. And again, I reiterate, for those of us who have been in Albuquerque for a real long time, this is the state fairgrounds. Probably a lot of people were out here for the state fair just a week ago. But it's time now for the God Loves You tour. And Franklin Graham is coming to Albuquerque tonight. He'll be in the pulpit preaching just an amazing message of salvation. And we just met Christopher Knight, who is traveling with the tour.
Well, unofficially, but yes.
Well, what I was excited about, Christopher, is we asked you a minute ago why you're doing this. Tell our audience why you're doing it.
Well, God just led me to come along and alongside, pray for, and speak to people as I met them and invite them and tell them about Jesus. That's about it.
Well, and that's a pretty good about it. And you have you had a chance to talk to some people about the Lord during the tour?
Yes, sir. Yeah, many opportunities. Yeah, God's provided a lot of just, you know, people that I've met and words to say, and it's been a blessing.
So somebody will come forward tonight when Franklin gives the invitation, and do you make yourself available to talk to people and share with them your faith?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm there.
Tell us about the response. You I think you mentioned 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people are coming forward at some of the events.
Yes. Yeah. There's been up through Joliet, Oklahoma City, East St. Louis, and Springfield, Amarillo, right here in Albuquerque. But it's been, yeah, tremendous outpouring. A lot of people come out. It's pretty packed, and God's at work. The Holy Spirit's here.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit's here. Amen. We're out here at Expo New Mexico. If you're interested in coming out tonight, the gates will open at 5:30. The event is absolutely free. Enter through Gate 3 on San Pedro. It's the first gate north of Central. And what a great area of town. If you are a pastor of a church here, get some of your folks to come out and bring somebody with them that doesn't believe in Jesus right now. And just offer that. Just say, look, if you're really wanting to know something about God, let's go talk and listen to Franklin Graham and just listen to all that. And then you have people like Christopher who will be out here just to gently answer your questions.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. That's good.
Yeah. And have you had people really inquisitive after they hear Franklin? Is like the Holy Spirit grabs them and you have an opportunity to answer whatever questions they have?
Yes. Sometimes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. There are people hearing. This is God's work is ongoing. Yes.
Amen. Well, you've already heard this afternoon. You've heard Steve Rhodes. He's the vice president of the Billy Graham Evangelical Association. And we end up with Franklin Graham coming up here real soon. So we hope you stay with us on ABQ Connect. It's a blessed day out at Expo New Mexico. Make your way to the State Fairgrounds, Expo New Mexico tonight, 7 o'clock. Franklin Graham takes the stage. Oh, and by the way, weather is actually very beautiful, nice and cool. Bring a blanket and bring a folding chair. We'll see you tonight. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Albuquerque and Route 66, they go way back.
A lot of people drove through here hoping for a better life. Now, the Route 66 God Loves You Tour is bringing hope to Albuquerque, featuring artists like the Newsboys and Marcos Witt, and a message from Franklin Graham.
Remember this, God loves you.
Bring a friend to the Route 66 God Loves You Tour, coming to Expo New Mexico, Tuesday, September 28th. Learn more at GodLovesYouTour.com.
Have you ever heard of the Valley of Acre? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. That valley is northwest of Jericho, near where the Israelites suffered a military defeat you can read about in Joshua 6 and 7. Literally, Acre is a place of trouble, a term we can all identify with. At one time or another, we've all been in the Valley of Acre. But here's something interesting from the book of Hosea. God promises to Israel, "I will make the Valley of Acre a door of hope." So if you're in a place of trouble right now, in your finances or in any other way, why not use that language in your prayers? Lord, will you make my Valley of Acre into a door of hope? Then trust Him to act on your behalf. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store or learn more at moneywise.org.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, why is helium so much lighter than the other gases?
Chris, helium is lighter because it's a smaller atom, far smaller than any other gas except hydrogen. There's a very interesting lesson we can learn from this. We know how many atoms of helium are out there from a direct observation. We also know how fast helium is produced below the Earth's surface and how fast it enters the atmosphere. By doing simple division, we can see that all of the helium that's in the atmosphere would get here in a rather short period of time, far too short to have allowed for evolution to occur. Once again, Chris, we see that the scientific evidence supports the biblical way of thinking and not the evolution way of thinking. Back to Genesis wins again.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This week on A Daily Walk.
Have you begun to tolerate those things that God says, yeah, I hate that. I hate it because of what it does to people's lives. I hate it because of the fruit that comes from it. It's all rotten, and I hate to see what it does to people that I died for. That's the question. Compromised life or a sold out life? You know you better than anybody else, and God knows you and He knows me. What kind of life are you living?
Listen for Pastor John Randall's new study of Revelation on A Daily Walk.
Weekdays at 5:30 a.m. on KLYT. KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT, with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at essenmacherdental.com. Thank you so much for listening to ABQ Connect. We are out at Expo New Mexico for the God Loves You Tour, the Route 66 God Loves You Tour. And we have Angel Jordan. He works on the crew with the tour. Angel, how's it going so far?
Good. So happy to be here on the light. And thank you for your support to this event. We are expecting that God is going to move here in good move.
And Angel, I think we're the sixth stop on the Route 66 tour. How have the previous stops been going?
Well, it has been amazing. God has been wonderful. As you mentioned, this is the sixth stop out of eight. And every night that we have the event, we see how God move people crying, just accepting Jesus in their heart, making commitment to keep walking with God. So it has been amazing to see people out, you know, we are out of this, in the midst of this pandemic that we are living, people are still looking for God, and this is what we want to do, remember the people that God loved them, and that we have hope on Him.
Angel, I'm seeing an amazing smile on your face. You've just said this is your sixth stop. Mm-hmm. My friend, you guys have to be tired.
Well, yeah, of course, the body gets tired, but guys always get strength, but it has been awesome to be on the Route 66. I was born in Guatemala, so I have 7 years living in the U.S. And for me, just watching some movies or the cartoons where the Route 66 is, now it's amazing to be driving that. So we have been able to stop and enjoy some stops to see, like, for example, yesterday while visiting Santa Fe, amazing. I was with friends, and this we were thinking, like, this looks like Guatemala. And they were like, this looks like Mexico. So it's amazing to see the culture and the history in the Route 66.
Angel, what I like is, obviously, you have a lot of diversity. People on your staff and people that love Jesus of all different ethnicities. You're going to get that same thing here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, we see in the Bible and Revelations that everybody for all tongues, tongues, tribes are going to be on heaven and worshiping God. And I think, as you mentioned, tonight we're going to see heaven on earth. And that's what we want to see. And New Mexico is 48% Hispanic, the state. Albuquerque is 50% Hispanic. So 28% of the Hispanic population here, or the entire population, speak Spanish at home. So, yes, New Mexico is very diverse, and that is a beneficial for us as Christians, an opportunity for us as Christians, because Hispanic population is out of 21 different countries. Of course, here being New Mexico, Mexico is the largest population, but we are from 21 different countries. So when you want to reach the nations, you only need to go to your neighborhood, and you can reach the nation here in your neighborhood.
Angel, we're so blessed to have the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association here and the God Loves You Tour. Mm-hmm. Route 66 is so blessed. And we're the sixth of, I think, eight stops.
Yes.
And we're excited to see Franklin Graham tonight. Tell us about the music. Do you like the music?
Oh, yes. Music is very good stuff that is happening. We have the Newsboys, a very amazing band. They have been traveling with Billy Graham Evangelistic Association for years. So it's amazing to see, for example, Michael Tate, that is the vocalist for Newsboys, that he used to be in DC Talk, and he used to travel with Billy Graham. Now he traveled with Franklin Graham and with Will Graham. So I was telling him, you're like an eternal guy here. You're singing with three generations. But we also have Marcos Witt. He is the main Christian singer for Latin America. So just for you understand, he is our Michael W. Smith. So he's big. So people has been excited to have Marcos on stage. We are also offering a Spanish interpretation, so you only need to bring your cell phone, headphones, and we are offering everything in Spanish. So we want to see, as I mentioned, that heaven on earth right here, and that everybody can come and celebrate.
Angel, thank you so much for spending time with us on our show, ABQ Connect. We're blessed to have you here, and I just pray tonight goes fantastic. Thank you again.
No, thank you for your time.
And want to invite everybody back out to Expo New Mexico. The gates open at 5:30. Come in gate 3 off of San Pedro. That is the first gate north of Central in Albuquerque. We'll see you tonight at the Route 66 God Loves You Tour. Stay with us right here on KLYT. We have the second part of our interview with Steve Rhodes coming right up.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Steve Rhodes, the Vice President for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, is on the phone. We're talking about the Route 66 God Loves You Tour tonight with Franklin Graham out at Expo New Mexico. Enter through Gate 3, which is just north of Central, on San Pedro. No admission charge. Event is absolutely free. And the most important part, Steve, is bring somebody with you.
That's right. That's right.
and
we talked.
I like the fact that you said bring your families.
Right. Right. Well, you know, all of us are surrounded by people we know, neighbors, people that we work with. And these are people that know us personally. They're in your mobile phone. And so those are the people that that you can go out and reach. The biblical record shows all kinds of people that were brought to Christ by somebody else. And all of the studies will show that when people come to Christ, the way people come to Christ the most is because of a personal invitation. It's not a billboard. It's not a radio campaign. It's because they knew somebody who loved them enough to introduce them to Jesus. So, and all of us are surrounded by those people. So we all have this kind of an opportunity staring right in front of us today.
Steve, our audience is largely a faith-based audience, people that love Jesus, and I'm going to ask them if they would pray for you and Franklin Graham and the rest of your team coming to Albuquerque. How can we pray for you today?
Well, I think that we're all praying for the same thing, I think. I mean, I know some of your listeners, and we're praying for revival and awakening. We're praying for insight and wisdom in the day we're in. We're not, this isn't the 1950s. It's not even 2010. This day that we're living in is really unprecedented. And nobody knows what next week or next month is. So obvious. Nobody would have predicted the last 18 months. So if you ever do pray for Franklin and you pray for the ministry, pray for wisdom and discernment to be able to see what's happening, and then to find out how to apply the gospel, which is so timeless, to the needs of today, and so that God would lead us, that we'd be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, just like any other pastor listening. We all need that in this day and age, that wisdom and discernment that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And can I ask you to close our time together, Steve, by actually praying for Albuquerque in the event tonight?
I'd love to.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wide door of opportunity tonight in Albuquerque. I thank you for all of my brothers and sisters in Albuquerque who have worked so hard, who have invited their friends and prepared and memorized verses and prayed. And we ask you now, Lord, for the harvest. We ask you for all the people that are going to come tonight that may not even know right now that they're going to attend. We ask that you bring people from nowhere. We ask that you give Christians courage and fill us all with faith to invite, to get people in front of the hearing of the gospel so that they can be saved and set free. I pray for pastors and leaders and laymen, Lord, fill us all with faith so that we can respond well and be obedient to the call that you have on each one of our lives to be ambassadors and missionaries here in Albuquerque. We pray for this event tonight that no one that comes to this event would go away lost, that everyone would be saved. Every single last person would go away redeemed and washed by the blood of Christ. So we give you the praise in advance for what's going to happen. We ask that Jesus would be honored, Jesus would be remembered, that would be the name that everybody walks away talking about. So we ask you for this, for his honor and his praise, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Tonight is the Route 66 God Loves You Tour. Speaker Franklin Graham. It's going to be an amazing time. You've got music with Marcus Witt, and you've got the Newsboys. It'll be fun. It'll be inspiring. And it starts at 7 o'clock p.m. Expo New Mexico. Enter through Gate 3. Right off of San Pedro, just north of Central. Steve Rhodes, thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you so much for your ministry.
Thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple hours. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Albuquerque and Route 66, they go way back.
A lot of people drove through here hoping for a better life. Now, the Route 66 God Loves You Tour is bringing hope to Albuquerque, featuring artists like the Newsboys. Marcos Witt, and a message from Franklin Graham.
Remember this, God loves you.
Bring a friend to the Route 66 God Loves You Tour, coming to Expo New Mexico, Tuesday, September 28th. Learn more at GodLovesYouTour.com.
I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and the other day I passed a horse show ring, and I stopped to watch a woman exercise a big chestnut thoroughbred. She did not use a crop or wear spurs. She didn't even pull on the reins. Her commands were almost imperceptible. A little tightening of the knees, a soft click with her tongue, and that big thoroughbred was alert. He got the message every time. It was like they had one will, one mind, one purpose. And oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could always be that alert to God's commands? I do not think there is anything more lovely to God than a child with whom he shares one will, one mind, and one purpose, to be holy as he is holy. It's not easy, but the Bible says, train yourself in all godliness. And he says it with good reason. So today, don't let horses have all the fun. Make it the joy of your heart to do God's will. Be alert to God's commands, and you can't help but get his message.
A lack of hospitality? This is Ken Ham, inviting you to visit our full-size Noah's Ark attraction in Northern Kentucky. Genesis chapter 19 records God's fiery judgment on two very wicked cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. But what was their sin? Well, it's described as the men of Sodom trying to cruelly violate two angels disguised as men. It's clear from the text that homosexuality is part of their sin. But some Christians argue it wasn't that at all. The sin was a supposed lack of hospitality. Well, in the book of Jude, we read that the men of Sodom went after strange flesh. A clear reference to homosexuality. Those who try to ignore that part of Sodom's sin are just trying to justify what the Bible clearly calls sin.
There's so much more to discover at our website, AnswersRadio.com. And plan your trip to the Ark Encounter south of Cincinnati when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com.
There's a shadowy figure referred to in Revelation as the Antichrist. He'll sort a great popularity until his true colors are revealed. This week on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie brings us a look at this spiritual archenemy. It's important insight from Pastor Greg's Revelation series. This week on A New Beginning.
Weekdays at 8:30 a.m. on KLYT.
on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to Expo New Mexico. I'm going to give you a little bit of the father-daughter perspective. I have Abby Williams, my daughter, with me. Hi, Abby.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me on, Dad.
Well, I want to know the young person view of this. Now, you know, I should give everybody a little bit of our history. You know, I've been your dad now for, you know, a few years.
Just a few.
And you've graduated from college. You got your master's degree. So I want to know what it's going to take to get young people out here to the Route 66 God Loves You Tour.
Right. Well, if you guys were just listening to ABQ Connect with my dad's interview with Steve Rhodes, he just mentioned, you know, this isn't a Christian event. It's an event made for people to invite non-Christians to. And I think that's really important that a lot of people, especially my age, you know, around the 20s to 30s, just young adults, you know, it's sometimes hard because you don't want to go into that Christian community because it can seem overwhelming. You feel judged because you don't know the Bible. You don't know what faith is like. You don't, you know, have that personal relationship with God. So I think events like the God Loves You Tour is the perfect thing to invite a non-believer to because it is more relaxed. You know, it's not, hey, you don't believe the same thing as me. It's like, hey, come learn. It's a learning opportunity. You can come with friends. You can be comfortable. So honestly, I know it's sometimes awkward to invite people, but just invite it. Like, the worst they can do is say no, and it's such a cool night. It's at Expo New Mexico. It's just really relaxed. I mean, you're going to hear good music by the Newsboys. I just think that it's the perfect event to invite people to.
Abby, you know, a lot of people have a preconception of the Christian community that, you know, they're judgmental or they're going to put some heavy trip on you, those kind of things. But people that are really Christians, they are just loving, and they're going to listen to what you have to say. They're not going to cancel you like we have cancel culture doing to a lot of us these days. They're going to listen to what you have to say. They're going to share with you what you think, what they believe is the truth. You know, we try to focus on Jesus and how he will be life transforming. And if you don't agree, nobody's going to walk away from you. They're still going to love you.
Right. And I think that's like the biggest thing for me is that at the end of the day, it's not our job to judge. You know, we can share what we believe with others. We can share, you know, what the Bible says. But at the end of the day, it's not up to us. It is going to be on that judgment day that it's up to God to judge. It's not up to us. Our job is to share what we believe, share what God wants us to share, and then love. That's what it is. And so I think just by, you know, letting people who are non-believers come to events like this, that's exactly what we're doing. We're sharing what the Bible says. We're sharing what we believe. But we're also just showing that love that we have for them.
And the other thing is, once you do that, once you share the truth of God's word, once you actually show that love and you commit to a relationship, the Holy Spirit takes over from there.
Well, that's the best part. I mean, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of doing any of this. But you know what? God does it through me. But as soon as I invite someone, God is going to use me as a vessel to you know, allow more people to learn about him, to meet him, to be in relationship with him. So at the end of the day, it's not up to us. It's up to God and the Holy Spirit.
The program starts tonight at 7 o'clock. The admission is absolutely free. Come in Gate 3, which is just north of Central, and it's right off of San Pedro, Gate 3. You can drive in, no charge. The event is absolutely free. Abby's already mentioned the Newsboys will be here, one of your favorite Christian
I love band. The Newsboys. I'm so excited to see them.
Well, we are so appreciative of you being with us, and we're going to pitch and have you listen to an interview with Franklin Graham, which is really special for me. I've never had a chance to talk to Franklin, and it was really enjoyable. What a gracious man, and what a blessed and anointed man to be given a message tonight. So come out to Expo New Mexico. Oh, gates open about 5:30. Bring a chair, bring a blanket. The stage and everything is set up as you face north, right in front of Tingley Coliseum. We'll be back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Welcome into ABQ Connect. We're talking today with Franklin Graham. He's bringing the Route 66 God Loves You Tour to Albuquerque tonight, September 28th, out at Expo New Mexico. Franklin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I know you have limited amount of time. You're preparing for tonight, and you've been already to many cities down Route 66. So I want to go to the end of the tour, if you would. On October 3rd, the day after the tour is over, how will you measure the tour's success?
Well, you know, if we were a business, we'd be looking at how much money we raised or took in, but we're not selling seats. We're not asking for donations. All seats are free. So a business plan would try to measure it in, you know, monetary terms. But as Christians, we measure things in spiritual terms. Mm. And if somebody gets saved along this tour, if somebody gets saved from hell, that's what I'm talking about, hell, then that's going to be a success. And we've already seen many people who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ have turned from their sins. And I believe that God's going to do it again tonight here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, amen. Do you think that people don't understand that God loves them? I know you've been trying to tell them that virtually your entire life.
Well, I think people, first of all, we have to go back. There's people have different concepts of God. And I want people to know that God is real, that he does love us, but he's also a judge. And he is going to judge us for our sins. And we're going to have to stand before him one day and give an account to him. And I want people to know that today God is willing to forgive our sins, and he's willing to heal our hearts. He's willing to guide and direct us into a whole new direction of life. But we've got to come to him through faith in his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and I'm the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ, through the cross, because Jesus is the only person in history to take our sins, and he died and shed his blood for our sins. And on the third day, God raised his son to life, and if we're willing to accept that by faith and invite Christ into our heart, and turn from our sins, it's called repentance, turn from our sins, God will forgive our sins and he'll heal our hearts.
Mm. Amen. Franklin, I hope you won't be offended by me asking you a personal question, but a lot of us, I mean, we see you as a celebrity. Is that helpful in sharing your love for Jesus and his gospel?
Well, no, because I don't see myself as a celebrity. Mm. I'm just Franklin Graham, just a sinner, saved by God's grace, and I want people to know how they can be saved by God's grace. And so, no, I don't see myself as a celebrity, and I can't help what people think about me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change that, but I want people to know that I'm just a sinner like they are.
Amen. What did you learn from your dad about doing what you're doing now, and where does the power come that brings people to Jesus?
Well, first of all, I watched my father my entire adult life, and my father was a man of prayer. He prayed for this people of the city that he was going to. He prayed for the message that he was going to preach, that God would empower him and use that message. And I would say the greatest for an evangelistic event like we're going to hold tonight, the greatest thing that we can do is pray. And my father always used to say, there's three things to a successful evangelistic event. And that's prayer, number one. And number two, it's prayer. And number three, it's prayer. And I think that's the most important thing, is that we pray and we're ready for what God is getting ready to do.
Franklin, have you had struggles in your own life that God has changed?
Have I had struggles in my own life?
Yes, that you feel. I mean, I guess I'm trying to, you've told us that you're just a sinner saved by grace, and many of us may not think that you've had to go through some of the same things we have.
Oh, no question. I mean, life is full of struggles, and we're not exempt from them. And if you come to faith in Christ, you're not. That's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. We still go through life. We still have struggles. But we have one to help us when we come to faith in Christ. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to leave us alone. And those struggles that we have, the struggles that I've had, I turn them over to Jesus and ask for his help. And he's done that time and time and time and time again in my life.
Yeah. In the events that you've had leading up to Albuquerque, have you seen a lot of response to the gospel?
No question. The word of God does not return void. And we have a responsibility. When I say we, I'm talking about as an evangelist, we have a responsibility to make the gospel clear. And here's the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus Christ is God's Son, that he came to this earth to take our sins, that he died and shed his blood for our sins, that he was buried for our sins, and on the third day God raised him to life. Now, there's Holy Spirit-filled power in that message right there. Somebody may say, well, Franklin, how does that work? I have no clue. All I know is it works. When you present the gospel, God takes that and he pierces the hearts of people he's calling. Not everybody in the arena or the stadium is going to accept it. But there are people there that God is calling, and he takes that and he drives it into their hearts and brings them into repentance. And I've seen people sitting on a row, and one person would have tears streaming down their face. The other person would have the arms folded and looking at you in disgust, like, I can't believe I'm listening to this stuff. But it's the Holy Spirit of God working in the hearts of people that he's calling.
Yeah. I want to thank you personally, because I know that you've been a big encouragement to the pastor at Calvary Church, where our radio station is located, Skip Heitzig. You've been a great inspiration to him, a friend to him. You've been in our pulpit a number of times, and I hope you have a special place in your heart for Albuquerque.
Well, you know, my father had a crusade in Albuquerque back in the 50s. I think it was November of 52. And back then they didn't have stadiums, and they built their own like tabernacles. And they built one there, and I think it's still standing today. I forgot what's in it, but Skip pointed it out to me one day. But we've had a long relationship with Albuquerque, and we've got a lot of friends in that area, a lot of friends in the city. Of course, Skip has been a very close friend, and I consider Skip to be one of the great Bible teachers in America today.
Yes, yes. Tonight, the Route 66 God Loves You Tour is at Expo New Mexico. Bring a blanket and your own chair. Franklin Graham will be speaking. Amazing music artists will be here as well. Franklin, would you, before you leave us, pray for Albuquerque and for the event tonight?
Absolutely. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you and we pray for this great city of Albuquerque. And Father, we pray that you would draw through your Holy Spirit many people tonight to the expo. And Father, we pray that at the invitation that you would take your gospel and that you would pierce the hearts of those that you're calling, and that there would be a great outpouring of thy Holy Spirit on this city, and we'd see many people get saved. So Father, we thank you. Thank you for what you have done in the past. Thank you for what you're getting ready to do tonight. And we praise you and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Franklin, before we let you go, you've already told us today that number one, we should pray, number two, we should pray, and number three, we should pray. How can we pray for you?
I'll just pray that God will give me strength and clarity, and that the message of the gospel will be clear. And then if the message is clear, then the Holy Spirit can take it and use it.
Amen. We are so looking forward to you tonight at Expo New Mexico for the God Loves You Tour, the Route 66 God Loves You Tour. Thank you, Franklin, for joining us this afternoon, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
We're called to share our faith, but too often we lack the confidence. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association can help. The Christian Life and Witness Course. This 3-hour class can strengthen you as a Christian and give you confidence in sharing the gospel with others. This class is a lead-in to the Franklin Graham Route 66 God Loves You Tour coming this fall. And it's free. The Christian Life and Witness Course. Dates, locations, and more information are at GodLovesYouTour.com.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. Did you know the Greek language has three common words for love?
Phileo is the love of give and take, best expressed in friendship. Eros is the love that takes. Someone loves another strictly for what he or she can get. And agape is the love that gives. It's the highest form of love because it seeks another's supreme good at any cost. Now, what does that kind of love look like? Well, here's what the New Testament says it looks like. We're commanded to edify one another, serve one another, bear one another's burdens, submit to one another, forgive one another, instruct one another, comfort one another, rebuke one another, encourage one another to do good, confess our sins to one another, pray for one another, be hospitable to one another, and especially to love one another. If you do that, you'll really be a portrait of grace.
I'm sorry, what's your point?
For Family Life Blended, here's Ron Deal.
I was explaining to a group of people how Family Life Blended ministers to step families when a woman in the audience said she wasn't sure she could support us because, well, you know, God hates divorce. I'm sorry, what's your point? First of all, I'm not even going to get into the difficulties of translating Malachi 2:16 that way. But second, if you're suggesting that God doesn't help people, nor does he want us to help people if they sin in their divorce, well, if that's the case, the church should just shut its doors. What's your point? Look, God's grace is intended for sinners, even you. Don't you want that for others? For Family Life Blended, I'm Ron Deal.
To find out more, visit FamilyLifeBlended.com.
The great British man of letters, Samuel Johnson, once observed that almost every man wastes part of his life in attempts to display qualities which he does not possess and to gain applause which he cannot keep. The Apostle Paul had a remedy for that kind of thinking. He said not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. Rather, he wrote in Romans chapter 12 that we should think of ourselves in terms of the grace and gifts God has given us. When we learn to know and value ourselves as God knows us, we have gained true self-knowledge. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover who God made you to be on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are having a great time out at the Route 66 God Loves You Tour. I've got a big smile on my face. I want to thank our guest today, Steve Rhodes, Vice President of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Of course, Franklin Graham, what a special time it was to talk with him. And Anhal Jordan, wow, he is doing a lot to set up today. Straight out of Guatemala and ministering the gospel. What a special heart that gentleman had. We thank you so much for joining us on ABQ Connect. Please come out to the Route 66 God Loves You Tour tonight, Expo New Mexico. Enter through Gate 3, which is the first gate north of Central on San Pedro. The event is absolutely free. Oh, I didn't want to leave out Christopher. Christopher is a volunteer. We're praying for him and the rest of the ministry here with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. God Loves You Tour is happening tonight. Bring a chair, bring a blanket, bring a person that's not a Christian, and you will really see some life-changing things happen in their lives as Franklin Graham talks to us about Jesus tonight. Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.